Message number 819. It will be within the Roman Empire that the great abomination will rise up against me. Saturday, June 15, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, just as I walked alone during the slow and painful walk to the top of Mount Calvary, so too will walk my remnant army. When I walked this torturous hill, I was surrounded by hundreds of Roman soldiers who blocked those along the path who wanted to give me comfort. While it would not have been necessary for such large amounts of soldiers to guard just one man, their presence was to demonstrate a number of things. They wanted to show my followers and anyone who attempted to spread the truth of my teachings who was in charge. This act of aggression was to threaten and bully those who dared to show allegiance to me. The Jews denied me and then betrayed me. The Romans crucified me, and it was in Rome that my beloved Apostle Peter was instructed to form my church on earth, for I wished that my church be formed amongst those who persecuted me. As my second coming is to take place soon, and as my final mission to come back in order to bring humanity the final salvation I promised is unveiled, history will be repeated. The Jews will still deny me until the warning takes place. The enemies of God will rise against me everywhere. Those who love me and those who say that they represent me will betray me. It will be within the Roman Empire that the great abomination will rise up against me. Babylon, home of the Roman Empire and where the nations which have abandoned God in favor of false gods are located, will be the seat from which all lies will spew forth. The beast with the 10 horns is Europe, and an Roman army will rise up against me. They will be responsible yet again for the crucifixion before the great day. They will bring about the final insult when they crucify and destroy my mystical body on earth. My body is my church. Those who separate from my body by choosing to follow a new doctrine will betray me, and yet they will have the nerve to stand up and say that they come from me. On that day when the new one world religion is made known, which will be endorsed by sections within the Catholic Church as foretold, the skies will darken and a great thunder will descend upon the earth. It will be as it was the second I drew my last breath on the cross, when the anger of my Father was cast down upon the hill of Calvary. When that happens, and the sign that my one true church has been taken away and a false pagan abomination has replaced it, you must know this. This is when the chastisements will rain down upon the human race everywhere. Every sign will be given from heaven to warn those who side with the false prophet and his soon-to-be cohort, the Antichrist, that their days will be numbered. They will be shown what it will be like to experience the anger of my Father. Many bishops and priests will realize the truth at that stage and will fight against this wickedness. They will not abandon me and will continue to lead my true church on earth. Sadly, many will not have the courage to do this, and they will be like lambs being led to the slaughter, but they will be comforted to know that I will never abandon them. I will send them much help, and my remnant army will rise and spread the Gospels when they will have been pushed to one side everywhere. They will preach in every corner of the world, and they will be fearless. Their love for me will conquer the work of the Antichrist. Their obedience to me and their response to my crusade prayers will save billions of souls. And then my plan will be completed. Your Jesus.